WBNJ proudly presents the Memories and Music Show.
Hey, forget about
those oldies but goodies reminds me.
Welcome, doo-wop listeners. This is the unforgettable doo-wop show with DJ Rockin' Ray, El Doctore of doo-wop.
Playing those oldies but goodies from the street corner right to your radio. This is the unforgettable doo-wop show. And now, your radio master of ceremonies, Rockin' DJ Ray.
Hello, and welcome to the best doo-wop show on the radio. This is the Doctor of Doo-Wop from WBNJ 91.9, spinning those memorable doo-wop hits. Yes, memorable doo-wop hits. Numero uno. As you know, this show has been rated brilliant, exciting, and unforgettable by, of course, the Doctor of Doo-Wop, DJ Rockin' Ray.
Tonight on WBNJ, we remember the Doctor of Doo-Wop, DJ Rockin' Ray.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. This is Don D, the fifth guy in the corner, singing Doo-Wop Harmony right here in WBNJ 91.9 FM. Tonight's show is a tribute show to our departed brother and my partner on the air, Mr. Ray Ritchie, who passed away on October 25th after a long illness. He's going to be greatly missed. And this show tonight, we have excerpts of a lot of things that he's done on the show prior to my coming on. And he's responsible for me for being here, him and Bill Clinton, of course. So give a listen. There's some sad moments, but some fun moments, too, because he was a fun guy, and he'll never be forgotten here. And we never forgot him and his fight to try to get well, because we remained in contact with him constantly. And our special guests will tell you about it also tonight. So give a listen to the show. It should be fun, sad at moments, but we're glad we're doing it for Ray and his family. And we're going to make a copy of the show and give it to his lovely wife, Christine, and son, Raymond.
The obituary for DJ Rockin' Ray can be found at the Barnegat Funeral Home website, or we shared it on our Facebook page. Raymond R. Ritchie was 75, of Ware Town. He passed away on Tuesday, October 25th. He was born in New York, New York, to his late parents, Raymond and Aurora Ritchie. He is formerly of Sloatsburg, New York, and a United States Navy veteran, known to his friends as DJ Rockin' Ray and the Doctor of Doo-Wop. Ray was the host of the Unforgettable Doo-Wop Show on WBNJ, right here in Barnegat. He has been the host of the show for 8 years. Ray's love of music was not just soul music. He appreciated all good music and was a drummer, even at a young age. He played in many different bands over the years, most recently being local cover bands such as the Timeless Sounds and Memory Makers Jazz Band. Besides his interest in being a musician and playing the drums, he also worked as a clothing salesman and at a Chase Bank in New York before retirement. Ray would often be heard saying his favorite catchphrase, "Forget about it." He is survived by his beloved wife of 50 years, Christine, loving son Raymond, and three cherished grandchildren, Timothy, Lauren, and Derek, and his sister, Marianne DeCuffa, and her husband, Mark. Over the rest of the hour, we will be remembering the Doctor of Doo-Wop, DJ Rockin' Ray, right here on 91.9 WBNJ.
Remember, 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 son absent. Remember then. Now and then, remember then.
Tonight on WBNJ, we remember the Doctor of Doo-Wop, DJ Rockin' Ray.
All right, Mr. Larry Chance, I got a few questions I want to ask you.
All right.
All right, young man.
I got a few answers for you.
All right, you give me whatever you want to say, like, forget about it, okay?
Hey, forget about it.
You like that, huh?
Get out of here.
Come on. When you say forget about it, you got to say it the way they say it in the Bronx. Bah, you got to say.
Forget about it.
You like that, bah. I did a show on Sunday in one of the restaurants, and they know, you know, from the radio station that that's all I say. And I told them, they all were laughing when I was saying that. And I said, when you say that word, forget about it, you got to say it the Bronx way. And most of these people are from New Jersey. So I says,
Forget about it.
All right, Larry, here we go.
Hi, this is Larry Chaz of the Earls. And you're listening to WBNJ with the Doctor of Doo-Wop, Rockin' Ray.
Hey, DJ Rockin' Ray, forget about it.
Once on a warm and magic night, we danced as stars shone bright up in the midnight blue. And I gave my whole heart to you. Funny you don't recall my name. It's still the same as on that night not long ago.
And we are remembering our friend and radio brother, DJ Rockin' Ray. And you know what? The best place to start in any story or history is at the beginning. And when it comes to WBNJ and DJ Rockin' Ray's beginning at the radio station, it started with Bill Clanton Sr., who made the first initial contact with the doctor of doo-wop. So Dad's on the line. And why don't you tell us about your memory of when you first connected with DJ Rockin' Ray?
Well, my first memory of meeting DJ Rockin' Ray was given a call. There's a group called the Timeless Sounds that was going to be playing at the Weartown Founders Day. And I'm going back to, I believe it was 2014. I went over to Ray's house to record him. And it was, you know, kind of funny because we're going to promote the bands that are on the stage. And I, all the bands that came that year, I was able to record the bands and get a help, you know, boost the amount of people that come out to the Founders Day. And I went over to Ray's house and, you know, had a cup of coffee, and Christine was there and got us all set. And he said, well, what do you want to do it at a table? You want to do it here, there? We set up on the couch in his living room. I brought over portable recording equipment. He was a little nervous to come into the studio to even talk on the microphone. So I sat there. Christine sat on the other side of the room, and we got things going. And basically, he went in to tell us what was going on with the Time of Sounds, and they was going to be coming out and is going to play at Founders Day. And our recording went good, and we had it on the air. That was probably the first time we had Ray on the air, and that was when it was Ray Ritchie from the Timeless Sounds.
Before he was DJ Rockin' Ray at that point. So then how did that become DJ Rockin' Ray, Doctor of Doo-Wop, Unforgettable Doo-Wop Show?
Well, it was really simple. Me and you were sitting around, and I said, you know, with the knowledge and the people he knows, I think might be just what we need to take care of our core audience, to bring up the songs, the doo-wop songs, the fun songs. I introduced the two of you, and we did a couple sample recordings of him in the studio, and... Well, other than a lot of work that you did putting all the shows together, because, you know, a lot of stuff in radio is done via recording. A lot of stuff did get recorded. And Ray did a great job. He learned the business. He went out to events with us. He was at not only Founders Day. By the way, the Founders Day that was the first one that he came out to, that he did the interview for, was the first time, I think ever, that the Weartown Founders Day was canceled due to rain. And it was, at that point, it was, you know, I'm backtracking a little bit, I'm sorry, but, you know, I went up to see Timeless Sounds play at the fireworks in Weartown. And they, you know, they played up there, and that's where I first got to hear the Timeless Sounds, and they did a great job for the fireworks and playing up to it. He was able to hook him up with some interviews, and you know, it was, okay, Ray, pick your songs. What songs are you going to have? Bill would go, you want to play that song? I don't have that song. Now I got to go get that song. So, okay, you got to go buy another song to put on there.
Yeah, we definitely had to increase our repertoire and our music library with Ray, you know, because, you know, everybody uses the phrase, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And the thing was, Ray started his radio career at 67. So any of anybody out there that, you know, you think you're too old to reach for your dream, well, look at Ray Ritchie, who started at 67, never worked in radio before in his life. And here he was being put in front of a microphone and basically kind of baptism by fire, saying, all right, now you're a DJ and this is how this works and this is how this works. But you know what? He embraced it and really made it into the persona that everyone knew and loved.
Well, this is even on the early days before we even had staff shirts.
Yes.
And he went out and had his own shirt that said DJ Ray and Forget About It.
Yeah, of course. It had to say Forget About It on DJ Ray's shirt. Yes.
Yeah. And his hat said Rockin' DJ Ray. You know, and, you know, we love him for it. And, you know, people have to realize it. You know, we're a not-for-profit radio station, and there's not a lot of funds. And DJ Ray came over and donated all of his time for these shows, and it was all just for the fun of it. And not only was it for us, it was for you, the listeners on WBNJ, to sit down and, you know, listen to the doo-wop, the interviews with some of the, guess who I, you know, saw? And I mean, some of the people that he brought into you is like, wow, he knows him. You used to sell him suits and measure him up. He used to sing on the street corner with him. And, you know, it's been so much fun over the years, and, you know, with him and going to the American Legion and you know, really helping the vets that are in that go out to the Legion with Timeless Sound himself, with Joey D.
Yeah.
And being there, and we'd give them some shirts to go out to hand out, and they'd do a little trivia on who sang this and who sang that. And boy, I'll tell you, it's been a real good, you know, run on a station for any DJ, and he did a great job.
That's right. 8 years in the making. So we will remember DJ Rockin' Ray, and we still have more memories to come here on the program. But one thing that we will never forget about Ray is he loved his Dion. So here's some Dion.
Oh, and I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer, yeah, the Wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. Oh, well, there's Flo on my left arm, and there's Mary on my right. And Janie is the girl, well, that I'll be with tonight. And when she asks me which one I love the best, I tear open my shirt and I show a rosy on my chest, cause I'm a wanderer.
You know, at this point, everybody, you know, the word is out for our listening audience that we lost. We'll say one of radio's greats, one of music's greats, because one of the biggest things about Ray was his passion for music. You know, overall, his passion for doo-wop, you know, not just doo-wop music, but his passion for all styles of music. But I thought it would be good for all of us to get together. We have on the phone with us Joey D and Johnny B., two guys that obviously knew Ray very well. And of course, Don, this is, you know, your time slot. You're usually here in, you know, in the driver's seat. And I thought it would be a good idea for all of us to kind of maybe share some thoughts on some of Ray's more comical moments, or maybe our first times when we met him. I mean, you can't mention Ray without the words "forget about
it." Forget about it.
You know, to come up and, you know, like, I know for me, when I first met him, I was like, is this guy for real? You know, yeah, honestly.
Right. I thought the same thing, man. I'm going, what the heck? That's funny.
Yep.
So, Joey, what was one of your first memories of when you first met Ray?
I tell you what, the first time I met Ray, well, I didn't meet Ray. I was listening to your radio station, and that's before you went with the doo-wop show. So it just happened one night. I think I was driving in the car, and I'm coming home, and you got the doo-wop show on with Dr. Doo-wop. And I hear this guy talking, and you can tell right away he's from up north. He's from that area up there, right?
New York. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got that accent, and I'm going, and he's playing all this doo-wop, and I'm going, oh my God, I love this. There's no other station on there playing this doo-wop like this guy, right? And he's going on and on and on, and forget about it. He's talking about every group that he's giving a little analogy of every group that's singing and everything. I'm going, oh my God, where'd this show come from, right? So anyway, he tells me one time he's on again. I go back on the next day, I forget the next day he's on, and I'm listening again. He says, if you want to get a hold of me, call me, forget about it, the Dr. Doo-wop. And he puts his phone number on there, right? I call him the next day. I tell him who I am. And he says, oh, I play music too. And I play drums, you know? And that's how we became friends.
Wow.
A match made in radio.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. That's exactly where I didn't know him until I would just happen to turn the radio on and his show was on. And I said, this guy, this is unbelievable. And I called him up, started talking to him, and we became friends.
Yeah, like similar to my story with him. I used to see him in and out of stores, you know, in the neighborhood and a barber shop. And we started talking about oldies and stuff like that. And then we had a common interest, and he was a musician and I was a singer. And he said he's on the radio, and I started listening to his show. And then he asked me to come on his show for an interview, and I did. And shortly thereafter, he said, listen, would you be interested in being my partner on the radio show? And I said, wow, that's a lifelong thing that I really wanted to do, be a disc jockey. He says, yeah, well, I'm going to talk to Bill Clanton, and we'll see. So he did, and they invited me on the show. And then Ray and I had the Memories and Music show. And I guess we were on a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then Ray got sick, and he couldn't handle it anymore. And so I took the show over, and I'm grateful that he got me involved in this. And I'm grateful for the station that I am still doing this, and I'm enjoying it. And then another thing that I'll always remember is meeting you and John. But I knew John for many years.
Yeah.
And Joey, we hit it off the day we met, you and I. And
right.
You two guys are, I consider, close friends of mine. And I think the folks know that out here. And yeah. Anytime we at the station ask for help from you guys, interviews, what have you, you're the first two guys, and you're right there. And we appreciate that very much, guys. I never told you that, but we really do.
Well, thanks for having us.
We
appreciate, certainly appreciate the station, too.
Well,
yeah. Great, great listening station. It really is.
Yeah, yeah. And Johnny, what's your stick on the doctor?
That's a doctor, I'll tell you.
Doctore, yeah, he says the doctore, the doctore.
The doctore and rockin' Ray.
Rockin' Ray, oh yeah, rockin' Ray. Yeah.
I'll tell you, ironically, a lot of the stories align. They're synchronized. I used to see him at Allen's Barbershop, too.
All right, that's right, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, he's a funny man. I would just crack up laughing at some his approach on the way he emphasized the music and the forget about it was classic.
Yeah.
So seriously, forget about it, right?
Yeah.
But I can recall Ray. We did little shows together, all of us together, with WBNJ 91.9 FM.
Right.
And he would be there too as a co-host. I can recall playing Stack with a cappella groups, and Joey ironically was there also with Joey D's. I was singing with the Copians from Philadelphia, and one time
right.
Still around from North Brunswick, both a cappella groups.
Right.
And Ray had never done a live guest speak, let's say, at a live performance at a live venue. So at Stack, they had asked him to do the introduction stuff, but he wasn't exactly sure how that, you know, what that was involved with. Right. So I can remember singing and seeing videos where Ray was walking behind the performers on stage. And I'm like, and I had friends, they're no longer together, but the Quiet Storm said to me backstage, "What's the matter with this guy?" Well, you know, he's just, you know, he doesn't, you know, he's just Ray. He's just rocking
right,
Ray.
That's it.
And this is what he does. And he would look at his watch, guys. On stage, look at his watch to make sure everything was running correctly. And I remember laughing, like just belly laughing, thinking about how funny it was, you know. But he, interesting man, and to acknowledge with some of the remarks that you guys had said about his knowledge and his zest for music.
Yeah, that's right.
And specifically, he was a real doo-wop freak. He loved it. He really did.
Yes, he did. You know, we had interviewed some guys that had hit records like Larry Chance and people like that. And, you know, I've worked with Larry Chance a few times, and I knew him, but not well, and some other folks. But one of the big highlights of me doing this was Ray said, "I'm going to call Terry Johnson from the Flamingos." Now, Terry is the last original member of the Flamingos. And he says, "I have his phone number because I had interviewed him once before." I says, "Wow, I can't believe that. I mean, I would love to talk to this guy," right?
Oh, yeah.
So finally, he did. Now, Terry had moved to Las Vegas. And Terry's wife, Teresa, handles the bookings and all that. So he went through Teresa. She was very cordial to him and us. And we finally did get Terry on the air, and we did a show with Terry Johnson. And I helped interview him. And that was a highlight of my career, per se, as a DJ and a singer. Ray actually knew the guy. And it was unbelievable. I mean, you know, so I'll never forget Ray for that, too. There's so many things. I mean, we used to have coffee together. And you know, we even when he was out, I know Billy, me, and Johnny and Joey, we always maintained contact with Ray in some way. Either went to visit him or talked to him on the phone. Christine, his lovely wife, I used to stay in contact with constantly to check on him, and he knew that we cared. And I know you fellas went to his little birthday bash, and I couldn't do it because of some health reasons that I had, but he really appreciated that. He was smiling, and it really, you know, felt good to make him feel better, you know.
So, I agree with you. I'm glad that we've gotten invited to do that, too.
Yes.
Especially in new circumstances. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's why we wanted to do this tribute, which will be aired shortly. And we wanted to have you guys on to get your insight on stuff with him. And there's so many stories, right, Billy? There's other things.
I mean, you know, when I think about, you know, the fact that for many times I had the opportunity, because of my connection with Ray, I got to play with the Timeless Sounds Band. Right. And, you know, that was a fun opportunity for me to just, you know, play in a cover band. I hadn't done that in so many years, and to just join them. And, you know, Ray was awesome on the drums with that group. And it was, you know, a great group of guys. And then shortly after that, Ray and I, with a guy by the name of Dennis Lindy, we created the Memory Makers Jazz Band. And we were, you know, doing, you know, small shows here and there. And it was nice because of his, everybody knows him as the doctor of doo-wop, but he had such an appreciation for all styles of music. But some of the funniest moments, though, would be, you know, he would never hold back on his opinion, you know, and, right. And which was good and bad sometimes, but like Dennis would be like, hey, why don't we do this song? And Dennis starts playing it and I start singing it. And then he'd just sit there, nah. I don't think so. Nah.
No, he was funny.
Yeah. But you know, he was good at his craft, but also more so just such an appreciation for, you know, he loved Sinatra. He loved, you know, and then the other side of the musical spectrum, he loved Earth, Wind, and Fire. The Tramps.
He loved Motown.
Motown.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yes,
he came out to one of our shows, and it was before we started doing shows. As he was like, he would be like, you know, Billy, the radio station, we'd work together. But he came out to one of our shows, and it just so happened that night, John and I were doing like Temptation, Spinners, and he went crazy. He loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he loved that. He says, well, I didn't know you guys did that type of music. And he says, that's great, you know? So he liked all kind of stuff.
We
did Baby I'm For Real by the Originals.
Oh, wow.
This was a Ray Ricky quote, and he went like this. I think I'm going to cry.
Yeah. He loved that song.
Forget of that.
Wow, he just flipped out when he played that. And we talked about it, and I told him about the Originals. He just flipped out over that stuff, and he loved the dubs. He loved Larry Chance. We have excerpts with him and Larry on, and these two guys.
They're laughing the whole time.
They're laughing at each other, and they're really kidding around because you know how Larry is, and then Ray with his shenanigans with him.
And
I've been friends with Larry Chance for about 20 years.
Right.
And I say that with the most utmost respect. I actually love the guy, but I like him too. In addition to his phenomenal talent as a singer, songwriter, and just a comedian.
Right. Yes.
You know, he was on the Imus show.
Yes,
too.
He was. Geraldo Santana Banana,
yeah,
or something like
banana.
That.
He was banana. He still is.
Yeah.
Just a total gentleman, and he liked Ray Ricky.
Yes, he did.
You know, he just did. A good man, though.
Yes, he did. He did. They were friends, you know.
Ray's other big passion was Kenny Vance. He loved Kenny Vance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ray was looking for that echo.
So true, you know, and for a while there, Kenny wasn't performing, and like you could see how totally bummed out that Ray that Kenny wasn't performing when Kenny was getting, you know, sick, and then his son, I guess, was going around and touring, you know, for him. But Ray was big on Kenny Vance.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a funny story about Ray?
Go ahead.
It just popped into my head.
Go ahead.
He had mentioned one time, I don't recall all the parties involved, but he had said one time, yeah, I'm down there, he's in the garment district. I used to do that. I would sell the best suits.
Yeah.
And whoever it was, I wish I could recall who it was, I belly laughed. The guy said, no, I think he used to grab the back of the jackets and pull them tight.
Yeah, the old style.
Perfect fit.
Yeah.
And he got so angry, and I went hysterical. He goes, it's not that funny. Forget about it. So I forgot about it.
You know, I still have, I have two suits. It was funny. He was making fun of me because I didn't have a decent suit. And he's like, you're going to come out with me. We're going to get you some good clothes.
Right.
You know, so we go out to the store.
Yeah.
And but the thing was, so he starts, you know, treating it like a proper fitting. He's measuring my arms and everything. We're in the Kohl's. We're in the middle of the Kohl's. And, you know, like one of the women working there, like looking at him, like ready to offer him a job.
I know.
And you know what? I still have both of those suits, and they're the best fitting suits I've ever had.
Yeah, he knew clothes.
Did he grab the back of it? Did he grab the back of the jacket to make it fit?
Yeah. No, he didn't.
Okay, just checking. Yeah. I got a bot.
Yeah, that's him. That was him. But he had a passion for clothes.
Mm-hmm.
When I was over at his house, he had to show me the suits that were from 35 years ago. I says, Ray, that's still going to fit you, that stuff? Well, not really. He says, but I like it. It's too good material. When you're ready, I'm going to take you to a good store, you know, and we'll get you good suits. I know clothes. I was in that business. And he'd go on and on and on, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
And he wouldn't say garment. He'd say garment.
Garment.
Yeah.
Forget
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, forget about it.
I remember he had given me a leather jacket, and it was a really nice leather jacket that didn't fit him anymore. And it was around that time when he started to forget things. And I had it hanging on the coat rack here, and he stops. He's about to pick it up, and he looks at it, and he goes, "That's your jacket, right?" "Yeah, that's mine." "You know, I got one just like it. That's a really nice jacket."
Suffice to say, he forgot about it.
forgot about it.
But, you know, that's what we loved about Ray. He could always make us laugh.
Yes, that's for sure.
You know what his prized possession was in his room up where his computer was?
What?
Autographed picture of Kenny Vance.
Yes, he had it hanging there. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. That was his. We went in there, and he had pictures of other groups, and he said to me, he says, "Joey, this is my favorite picture of all time." And it was a picture of Kenny Vance signed to him, to Ray, Dr. Duell. That was his prized possession there, man.
He had a couple of them pictures there, but that one was his favorite. Yeah.
He was, we'll say, giddy as a schoolgirl. When we got Kenny Vance on the phone, and he like, you know how everybody has that starstruck moment where you almost can't talk, and that's how he was when he finally got Kenny Vance on the phone.
Wow!
I feel like a kid again, interviewing you, because you are definitely you are definitely one of my favorite singers and groups. Okay, this I got to get out. I have to tell you that, because when I play your music on the show, people love it. I get goose pimples. I'm on the YouTube picking out all your songs and whatever, but I have to say this, because you guys, I mean, you are gifted. I mean, God bless you. Well, I can tell you.
Thank you. Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
I know what you're saying.
When someone like you says to me, you know, Kenny, I love hearing your music. It gives me goosebumps and it makes me cry.
Yes.
You know, it touches me.
That would be it. Yeah, that would be.
If you could bring some happiness into other people's lives.
Yes.
That's a big deal.
That would be an answer for that one. You're absolutely right.
Hi, this is Kenny Vance, and you're listening to the Doctor of Doo-Wop, DJ Rockin' Ray.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other, until I kissed you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise, I knew that you felt it too. By the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine, softer than a summer night, everything I wanna have. Whenever I hold you tight, the this magic moment while your lips are close to mine will last forever, forever till the end of time. Softer than a summer night, everything I wanna have. Whenever I hold you tight, this magic moment, while your lips are close to mine, will last forever.
Tonight on WBNJ, we remember the doctor of doo-wop, DJ Rockin' Ray.
Yeah, no, he loved them. He did.
Well, I want to thank you guys, you know, for coming on and sharing some memories. We're all going to miss Ray. We're going to miss his, you know, just his antics, his passion for music. And, you know, for our listeners that are just tuning into our discussion, we lost Ray Ritchie on October 25th, but he will be greatly missed. He'll be greatly missed.
Yes, he will.
That was my mom and my aunt's, my mom's twin sister's birthday. That's how I recalled it. And, you know, may he rest in peace. May he make heaven laugh like there's no tomorrow. Yeah. I can see him right now with the great Lord, with our Lord, saying, Forget about Bob. And the angels are breaking up laughing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Tonight on WBNJ, we are remembering DJ Rockin' Ray Ritchie. For 8 years, he was the host of the Unforgettable Doo-Wop Show. He was also the host of Ray's Music Vault and Memories and Music Show with DJ Don D. But when he wasn't on the radio, Ray loved to play the drums, and he performed with a local band called the Timeless Sounds. And digging through the archives, we found some recordings of Ray playing drums with the Timeless Sounds band.
Those oldies but goodies reminds me of you. The songs of the past brings back memories of you. I always will remember the first time we met. The songs they were playing, I never will forget.
almost taste in the night, wondering why I'm not the guy whose silhouette's on the shade I couldn't hide. The teardrops inside, silhouette, 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 oh, silhouette, 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 silhouette.
On WBNJ, we remember the doctor of doo-wop, DJ Rockin' Ray.
Forget about it. Everybody gonna dance.
If you ever change your mind about leaving, to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. I give you jewelry and money too, but that's not all. To me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me, yeah,
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 yeah.
And you know I laughed when you left, but I know I only hurt myself. Bring it to me. Your sweet loving, bring it on home to me, yeah,
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 yeah.
Thank you, Jimmy. To me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me, yeah, 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 yeah.
And in more recent years, Ray was working with his new partner, DJ Don, and And here are some clips of some of their interaction as a new partnership was developed in Ray's radio career.
Well, you had a good time. You're on fire, man.
I was on fire.
You're dancing in here and going crazy.
Oh, man. I was doing a cha-cha and a mambo. And matter of fact, you tried to dance with me, and I had to get away from you. No, I didn't want to do that. But the bottom line is the show was good.
And thank you all for
calling in. And I want to thank everybody who called for a song or whatever. And it was terrific. So the next time we do a show, it's going to be of at least 8 hours. No. I'm kidding. And anyway, the bottom line is Dr. Don would like to say a few words.
Well, we want to thank everyone for calling in. We really appreciate it. We had a good time.
Yeah, I better put in, I want to send my regards to my wife, Christina. If I don't put Christina in there, forget about it. I'll never hear the end of it. Christina, I love you, baby. Wherever you are, coughing and all, I love you.
There I go, there I go, there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul who snaps my control. Such a funny thing, but every time you're near me, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you, turns me your slave. Come and do with me any little thing you want to. Anything, baby, just let me get next to you. Am I insane or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Bright as stars that shine up above you in the clear blue skies. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you. Baby, come here, don't have no fear. Oh, is there wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love? So tell me why, stop to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream might fade away. There I go, we're talking out of my head again. Oh baby, won't you come and put our two hearts together? That would make me strong and brave. Ooh, when we are one, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud up above us, go on and let it rain. I'm sure our love together will endure a hurricane. Oh, my baby, please let me love you and give me relief from this awful misery.
What is all this talk about loving me, my sweet? I am not afraid, not anymore, not like before. Can't you understand?
Tired of being without and never knowing what love's about. James Moody, you can come on in, man, and you can blow now if you want to.
We're through.
Tonight on WBNJ, we remember the Doctor of Doo-Wop, DJ Rockin' Ray.
This song is for all the old Fozzles. Fozzles, yes, Fozzles.
Tonight on WBNJ, we remember the Doctor of Doo-Wop, DJ Rockin' Ray.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, baby, I just can't get right. Well, I hate to leave you, baby, don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Mother, oh, and your father like it if I stay here too long. One kiss from the top and I'll be going. You know I hate to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Good night, sweetheart. By the Spaniels. Great song. A lot of people do this song. Smooth, just forget about it. And I just want to say to everyone again, the hour is up so fast. Remember, my show now is on Sundays and also Thursday morning. So as you're drinking your coffee or on the subway, a train, you never know, put it on, put my show on, you know, you start your day off with a smile. And again, I say to everyone, rock on.
We couldn't have said it any better, Ray. Rock on. You've been listening to a tribute to the Doctor of Doo-Wop, DJ Rockin' Ray, who passed away October 25th. A member of the WBNJ family, and part of the WBNJ history of this radio station, and he will never be forgotten.
With the Doctor of Doo-Wop, Rockin' Ray.
Hey, DJ Rockin' Ray, forget about it.